1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is proud to bring you the Rick Chamberlain Show.
Presented by Bud Light.
Live from Milano's Atlantic Submarines on Brown Street. The Rick Chamberlain Show is brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Premier Health, proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Flyer Spirit. Stop on over to Flyer Spirit on Brown Street and show off your Flyer pride. Go UD. Optimist Prosthetics. Compassionate care. Superior solutions. Call 937-454-1900. And by University of Dayton Athletics. Combining student athletes and fans of championship caliber. Now here's Larry Hanskin and University of Dayton football coach Rick Chamberlain.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Milano's, and welcome again to the Rick Chamberlain Show. As the Dayton Flyers are 10-0, the Dayton Flyers are Pioneer Football League champs, and the Dayton Flyers are going to the FCS playoffs for the first time in school history. And it's all because of a 28-21 win over Marist in the home finale Saturday. And, Coach, you have been part of big wins before in your career as a player, as an assistant, as a head coach. But that one Saturday had to rank right up there near the top.
It was, Larry. It was just a great atmosphere to even start the game. Very enthusiastic crowd, the beautiful weather, the players were into it. And then as the game progressed, it was an exciting game. It just kept everybody on the edge. And then to win it the way we did. And then the big celebration on the field. And we were talking earlier. What really, really touched me was all the former players down on the field there with us, jumping up and down, and like they had just played the game and that they were a part of this PFL championship.
This has been a very special year, and it's been a unique year from the standpoint that this team is 10-0, and most 10-0 teams, well, they've got very lopsided scores on their resume, but for the seventh time in your 10 victories, you have to come from behind. Not just in the second half, but in the final 3 minutes of the game. And you literally saved the best for last when it came to an offensive drive when you needed to have one.
It was. And I was thinking about the game, Larry, and usually it was on the other side. We were scoring. We would be behind the majority of the game and score maybe something in the last 5 minutes of the game or 4 minutes of the game, take a lead. But that got reversed here with Marist when they scored with 3.5 minutes. But then, you know, Larry, and people have asked me, well, what were you thinking? Were you nervous, whatever? And I said, no. I said, I had confidence in our offense. I knew that we had the guys there that could make plays. They'd been doing all year. What really surprised me was Marist kicked the ball deep to Cameron Stubbs. We thought that they'd be squibbing it and trying to mess us up. But Cameron got a very good return, got us up between the 35 and 40. That puts you in good position. And then from then on, the offense took over.
Tucker Ynger has his best day as a Flyer and, taking nothing away from anyone on your football team, but you lost Connor Kasser midway through the season, an All-American running back, and you kind of go with a running back by committee thereafter. You probably didn't think you were going to have a 200-yard-plus rusher out of that group.
We didn't. I mean, Tucker Ynger is only a redshirted freshman, and so he's still learning the position. But he got in there, and he just kept growing each week there, and that's why he started getting more and more of the carries because he has that breakaway speed, that Jack Adams and them quick, that sort of thing. But Tucker has that little extra burst there. And, of course, one of the young men with us now tonight here, Owen Williams, he's a part of that running back group also that has helped us the last few games.
Dayton Flyers 10-0. One more game left in the regular season. That it will be at Drake on Saturday. We'll talk more about that. And we'll speculate a little bit about the first round of the playoffs, just how it works, where it might be, who Dayton might be playing, could even be playing at home on November 28th. We'll get into that as we go on here on the Rick Chamberlain Show. But as Coach alluded to, we've got student-athlete guests with us here tonight, a pair of seniors honored in the pregame on Saturday in their final home game. Rob Delaney, a long snapper out of Chicago and a four-year starter at that position. And then Owen Williams, who is not just a running back out of Chicago, but is for hereafter, is Zuli. He is the Lieutenant Andy Zuli Award winner at tap time. And when you heard, when was the first clue, Owen, that you knew that you were Zuli?
Well,
I really wasn't expecting it, and I was actually kneeling right next to Rob, which was pretty funny. But right when they said from Lake Forest, Illinois, I kind of slowly started rising. It kind of hit me that I won it, and you know, running up and giving Coach Chambo a hug, and it was a surreal experience. So
I saw your teammates, and I was anxious to get that answer because I heard Lake Forest, and I saw everyone around you. All of a sudden, their heads just whipped around, and they were staring right at you because, by virtue of process of elimination, you were the guy. And I think fans need to know your story because your path from setting foot on the campus of the University of Dayton to running out at midfield to receive the highest individual honor in Flyer football, that was a bit of a bumpy road, and it even had some big potholes in it.
Yeah, it did. Well, you know, I started, had a really, I think, a pretty solid freshman year. You know, I had a lot of fun with the scout team because the whole starting O-line was my scout team O-line freshman year. So, I mean, I think we did pretty well against the starting defense. And then sophomore year, got in, I think, 6 games. And I backed up Rob Wash, Connor Kasser, Grant Huckstein. I got in a couple games because there were some injuries, and, you know, that was an amazing experience. And then 4 days in the junior year, summer camp, I run it downfield and I planted weird and tore my ACL and meniscus. So, and then just had, you know, it's been like over a year of rehab. And I mean, everyone's been so supportive. It's ridiculous. I still have guys come up to me every day asking me, you know, how's the knee doing? How's it feeling? You know, how do I think I'm playing? So, but I mean, the rehab's been amazing. The doctors have been amazing. And, you know, I'm really happy to finally be back on the field.
I want to go back not just to Saturday's game, but the Jacksonville game. You got a chance to carry the ball at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And you came off the field, and you made a beeline to Phil Wilkerson, the trainer. Mm-hmm. And you picked him up, gave him a big bear hug, and picking Phil up, that's no small feat. That probably spoke to the stability of your knee as much as anything. But obviously, that was a big thank you on your part to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just gave him a hug and said, you know, thanks for everything you've done. Because, I mean, ever since it happened, I mean, he sat me down the day after I found out I tore it, and he told me we're going to do everything in his power and everything in the whole training staff's power to get me back on the field and to get my first carry since it happened. And, like, right away I saw him and gave him a hug. That's an amazing experience. And I saw him right after I won the award Saturday, and he gave me a big hug too. So, I can't even begin to, you know, thank Phil for everything he's done, because he's been such a huge help, and everyone in the training room really has. So,
all right. Well, we're going to learn. We're going to kind of retrace our steps here in a moment, and we'll go back to the high school days of not just Owen Williams, but also Robert Delaney, and back in Chicago, and what brought them to Dayton. We'll learn about them. We'll learn about them also off the football field, and of course, we'll look forward to the season finale at Drake. And what lies beyond that, a lot to talk about here on the Rick Chamberlain Show. We're live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live at Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now, the three big things you need to know. Three.
French authorities say a Belgian with links to Islamic State may be behind the Paris attacks. Governor John Kasich says no to accepting Syrian refugees in Ohio. An accident on 75 in Sydney this afternoon still has one lane closed there. WHIO News time is 7:15. I'm Ron Otto.
We now tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes all day. Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with 1 claim compared to Assurant total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2000.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. I'm Steve Abernethy, and I founded SquareTrade to give you a better choice. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a 2-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade!
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness. From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
Hollywood comes to the Miami Valley November 20th and 21st only at Elizabeth Diamond Company, and you're invited. America's number one designer, Tacori, is flying in their entire collection of both bridal rings and fashion jewelry for display at EDC. Tacori's newest designs with one-of-a-kind deals like $400 Amex gift card and 12 months interest-free financing, to name a few. Reserve your space today. Appointments are limited. You won't want to miss when Hollywood comes to EDC. The Elizabeth Diamond Company in Centerville and Troy. If you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet.
Get the weather on demand and in the palm of your hand. The WHIO weather app, tracking 24/7. Set your current location and get alerts wherever you go. Stream 7 Weather Now and track live Doppler 7 HD. Don't settle for a generic national app. Get the local content you deserve, catered specifically to you. From the Storm Center 7 team of local meteorologists, the WHIO weather app, on your phone or tablet. Download it today.
Engage with a call center team that thrives on solving problems together. Synchrony Financial is now hiring for call center positions in Dayton. Find out what makes us different. Apply today at synchronycareers.com. That's S-Y-N-C-H-R-O-N-Y careers.com. Or text SYF25 to 90206. Again, SYF25 to 90206 for more information.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, a passing sprinkle possible later on. Temperatures in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Rich Wurzik on Miami Valley's official station for severe weather. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live at Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, welcome back to Milano's, and I'm Larry Hanskin. Actually, our final Rick Chamberlain Show of this Flyer football season, heading into the final game on the road Saturday at Drake after Dayton clinches the PFL championship and automatic playoff berth with a 28-21 win over Marist. We make the transition next Monday night to basketball and the Archie Miller Show, which will be at Frickers on Woodman Drive, and Coach Miller will be stopping by here later on in this program to talk about that season-opening win Friday night and an afternoon game tomorrow for the Flyers at home against Alabama. But right now we focus on football and two members of this Dayton football team who played a key role not just in Saturday's win but all season long for this 10-0 Flyer team. And beginning with Rob Delaney, a long snapper out of Chicago, tell us about your high school background and what brought you to the University of Dayton.
Well, my high school team was Loyola out of Chicago, and we had a really strong football program all 4 years that I was there. And we actually hosted a Northern Illinois camp, and that's where I met Coach Hoying, mm-hmm. who now works at Wittenberg, and he started recruiting me there. And I actually wasn't going to attend that camp, but last minute decided to, and thank God I did, because I don't know if I'd be a Dayton Flyer if I didn't go there. But, you know, Catholic school to Catholic school, too, so that was important in choosing, you know, Dayton, because, I don't know, shows that you got good character, you know, the coaches care about you and all that stuff. So it was mostly, honestly, about coming to a winning tradition from a winning tradition. I didn't want to come to a school and play right away, because that meant that I was going to be on a team that probably wasn't winning very many games if you're a true freshman playing right away. And looking at Dayton's history, you can't beat it in terms of football. So,
but you did play right away.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to play right away.
Went now. Had you been a long snapper in high school? Obviously,
yeah. All 4 years, my older brother was a punter, and he punted at Columbia in all 4 years in high school. So I got to learn long snapping just from making sure that he had somebody to catch, you know, somebody to give him the ball when he was practicing. So it was kind of cool having the special team family kind of aspect. So
now Coach, yep. When did you identify Robert as a long snapping candidate for you?
Well, what we do, Larry, is when camp begins, we tell all freshmen, we want you to come and show us what you could do with specialists, whether you're a kick returner, a kicker, a snapper, whatever. Then we weed them out. We just, okay, you go over and stand on the sideline now. But Robert, when he started snapping, we could see his accuracy, his timing, everything was really, really good. And we were actually looking for a long snapper because ours had graduated. And so all at once, Robert, through all the charting, we chart all kicks, all snaps and all that, timing, he was the best coming out of camp. And we said, okay, Robert, first game, you're going to be our long snapper.
Yeah, he's done it every game yeah. since then. And, you know, and there isn't I don't think the all-conference honors go to a long snapper, or are they this year?
Larry, it's funny that you mentioned this. Last winter at our conference meeting, we as coaches decided to have an all-conference long snapper this year, starting this season. So we will be naming, just like you do, an all-conference quarterback, all-conference receiver. We will be having an all-conference long snapper.
Well, I think you got a great shot. I mean, I think Willie Will's a lock to be the all-conference kicker. Sean Smith could very well be the all-conference punter. Might as well complete the trifecta.
That's right.
All right, well done. Oh, and we talked a lot about the end of your Dayton career, but tell us about your high school background and what did bring you to UD.
I'm from Lake Forest, Illinois, as you already said, and I went to Lake Forest High School. Public school that's combined with Lake Forest and Lake Bluff. Had a really, really great time there. A lot of my, you know, played since fifth grade with all my best friends. We went to the quarterfinals my senior year. We were up like 17 points on the number one seed, and then we ended up losing by like one touchdown, so that was rough. But great, great high school. Shout out to Coach Spagnoli. He's a great guy. But I think the biggest thing that brought me to Dayton was definitely the guys. Drake was my number one, and I already went to a game right before my Dayton visit, and I had a Drake visit right after my Dayton one, like the week after. But I didn't really know much about Dayton. I met Coach Horn at Miami of Ohio camp, and when I did come on my visit, it was, you know, I had one of the, you know, best times of my life just meeting all the guys, seeing the facilities. I actually was in the same bus to the arena with, like, Mike Scott and Ian Palin, who are two of my best friends right now. But I actually, the day of the visit, I got in the car with my parents. They turned around, told me they wanted me coming here. And I thought about it. Next day, called Coach Fox at Drake and told him I'm going to cancel my visit and commit to Dayton. So I didn't even want to take my official there because I knew I wanted to come here. So,
well, and then so I think it's appropriate that your final regular season game, not your final game, your final regular season game will be at Drake. And and maybe you can kind of thumb your nose at the Bulldogs one more time.
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, Coach, you know, and unless people think that somehow you're done, this team still has a lot ahead of it and a lot to accomplish.
We do, Larry. Our season is not over. I mean, we've had 10 great wins, have the championship. But the thing is, with this one game, it could change from being PFL champ to being PFL co-champions. Because right now, San Diego only has one loss. We're the only team that has beaten them in the conference. They are playing Butler this week in San Diego. And if for some reason we go to Drake, we lose to Drake, San Diego wins, then we are co-champs of the PFL. Now, we're still the representative. We get the tournament bid and all those things, but we'd be co-champs because we'd both be 7-1 in the conference. And I know, listening to the players and everything, they don't want to be co-champs. They want to be champs. They want to be the champions of the PFL. They want to be 11-0, which, Larry, and I know you have great memories about our seasons and everything. There's only two Dayton teams in the history of our football program that have gone regular season 11-0.
I know one was in 1996.
Yes.
And the other would have been in 1980.
You're absolutely right, Larry. You're absolutely right. Those are the only two teams that have gone 11-0 during the regular season. Well, so these guys could be a part of something special in UD history.
Well, and you mentioned those two teams. Those were exceptional football teams. They weren't 11-0 window dressing. They were a solid 11-0.
One of them ended up being a national champion in Division III, and then the other one was a PFL champ, the 96 team, and finished 23rd in the country that year.
All right. Well, a lot ahead for this Dayton football team, and it's all coming up Saturday in the regular season finale at Drake. And regardless of the outcome of that game, although the Flyers do still want to take care of their business, you've got a game on November 28th. And when will the pairings come out for the FCS playoffs in the first round?
The pairings will come out Sunday at 11 o'clock. It's going to be on ESPN3. And so the Flyer fans can get on and watch it. It's streamed there online. And that's when we'll find out exactly who will be playing and where. There'll be 16 teams selected for that, because there's 8 teams that get byes, so it's a total of 24. But 16 teams will be playing this first round. And so we'll find out who and where. It could be at Dayton, Ohio. It could be at other places then also.
Although they're not going to send you all over the country if you were not to play at home. They try to somewhat regionalize the games.
They do. The first rounds are always by geography, trying to keep teams close to one another, to add some interest to the regional play, cut down on travel for the teams. So it's really a nice way. There's no seeding to it at all. It's just who they feel could match up best within the region.
All right, so that'll be November 28th, and between now and then, the season finale at Drake. And we'll be talking more about that later on in our program here. We'll learn more about Robert Delaney and also Owen Williams off the field. And we're also going to talk a little basketball. Dayton coach Archie Miller joins us in our next segment as we continue on the Rick Chamberlain Show live from Milano's.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live at Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 7:30. I'm Ron Otto. Our top local story, a backup on 75 after a semi overturns near Sydney.
Lots of clouds around tonight. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell. I'm tracking showers headed for the Miami Valley when they arrive, coming up.
From the AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, crews are still on scene of an injury accident on Dayton-Cincinnati Parkway in Miami Township. And 75 is still slow from Miami to Shelby County, and that is our top story. Still seeing quite a backup tonight, 75 northbound, after an accident involving a semi-truck near Fair Road in Sydney. Details from our first responder, Jim Nilker.
The truck is still sitting on the side of the highway, but it's upright now. One lane is open on the far left. The far right lane is closed because you got crews out here.
That backup starting just past State Route 36 in Piqua. And internationally, France is hoping to bring the United States and Russia together as part of a grand coalition dedicated to smashing the Islamic State group. President Francois Hollande outlined that goal in a speech today to a joint session of his country's parliament. He spoke after France and many allies observed a moment of silence in honor of the 129 people killed and 350 wounded in Friday's attacks in Paris. Now, Governor John Kasich announces Ohio will not take Syrian refugees into this state.
There is no doubt in my mind that we have people with evil intent in this country. We just caught one in Akron, Ohio, who pledged his loyalty to ISIS and somehow posted the names of about 100 soldiers.
Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, meanwhile, saying she will allow refugees into the city if Washington chooses to accept them.
Dayton's 24-hour news is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news now.
The Ohio State University increasing security in direct response to the attacks in Paris. Athletic Director Gene Smith saying today the school is implementing a clear bag policy for Saturday's game against Michigan State at Ohio Stadium. Bags that are clear and are not bigger than 14 inches by 14 inches are allowed. Small bags about the size of a hand without a handle or a strap will also be allowed. Stephen Jutras, the ex-Huber Heights City School teacher, arrested three times this year on drug charges. He's been arrested for a fourth time. He appeared in court this morning on charges of resisting arrest and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Jutras currently in the Montgomery County Jail tonight. Butler Township Police arresting the 46-year-old on Saturday on Miller Lane. Exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast.
Can't rule out a passing shower or sprinkle as we head into the night. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Mild, 45 our low. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday. Once again, the chance for a few showers, mainly to the west of I-75. It gets breezier through the day, up to 63. And you'll need the umbrella on Wednesday. It'll be wet and windy, a high of 67. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the live Doppler 7 HD radar. We have a little bit of rain down in Butler County. Otherwise, it is clear. 53 in Springfield and in Dayton at 7:33. If news breaks, we break it immediately. I'm Ron Otto on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Tom Michaels with the University of Dayton Women's Basketball Update, brought to you by Belmont Business Consultants. The women's basketball team opened up its regular season with an 81-75 win over Yale. It was Dayton's annual school day game. 10,159 fans filled UD Arena. Four Flyers reached double figures in scoring. Those players were Amber Dean with 19, Jody Cordelli-Sigmundova with 12, the same number for Jenna Burdett, and Sasha Great Allen with 10. The Flyers host Vanderbilt tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the UD Arena.
Hi, I'm Bruce Buffman of Alter Payroll Services. I hope you're enjoying the latest news about our University of Dayton women's basketball team. Our team at Belmont Business Consultants and Tax Services is gearing up to make sure your 2015 tax return is professionally prepared while you benefit from all the advantages provided under the tax code. We welcome new customers and can serve you at two offices, 2718 Wayne Avenue in Dayton and 110 South Cherry Street in Eaton. If you need end-of-the-year help, call us at 252-2217. 252-2217.
For good news in Dayton, this is Brian West from Park & Go Airport Parking. A local Beaver Creek defense contractor is thriving and helping grow our local economy. Saudi Solution Services just won an $18.6 million contract with the Air Force Life Cycle Management Center at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Led by Connie and Jeff Saudi, this 14-year-old company was recently named the top veteran-owned small business for 2015 by the Dayton Business Journal. Saudi Solution Services is successfully implementing a variety of contracts at bases nationwide and has grown to 200 employees in 15 locations. They've also increased their local Beaver Creek office space by 40% and have more than 50 local employees. This is exciting stuff, and I love seeing a local Dayton company succeed on the national stage. Congratulations to Connie and Jeff Saudi and the entire team at Saudi Solution Services. You're good news for Dayton.
Good news in Dayton is brought to you by Grunder Landscaping Company, Park & Go Airport Parking, and West Banco Bank. For more information, visit goodnewsindayton.com.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three. France looking for multinational help in fighting ISIS.
Two.
Governor John Kasich saying no to accepting Syrian refugees into Ohio.
One.
An accident on 75 in Sydney this afternoon still has one lane closed there and a backup down to almost Pickwup. WHIO News time is 7:35. I'm Ron Otto.
We now tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes all day. Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. The Rick Chamberlain Show. Live at Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, welcome back to the Rick Chamberlain Show. Final edition of our program this Flyer football season. Dayton 10-0 heading into the season, regular season finale at Drake on Saturday. The Flyers then meeting an opponent yet to be determined at a site yet to be determined on November 28th in round one of the FCS playoffs. And next Monday night, we transition to basketball and the Archie Miller Show and its new home this season at Frickers on Woodman Drive. And Coach Miller with us tonight on the Rick Chamberlain Show as the Flyers opened up Friday night with a 84-53 win over Southeast Missouri State. And you got a quick turnaround, Alabama, tomorrow afternoon. Your general takeaway, having had a chance to digest a lot of tape from Friday night, about your opening performance?
Well, I thought, you know, just from getting out there, and it was, you know, real lights, and there's a winner and a loser at the end, and it really counted. You could tell there was a little bit of tenseness to start the game. You know, you had a new group of people playing together, and you had guys coming into the game for the very first time, and felt like we were a little bit tight, and it was good to see our older guys, especially Scooch. I thought he got us going right away there in the middle part of the first half, and we played more comfortable and confident on offense. And then, you know, defensively, at this time of year, you're trying to play really, really hard, you know, and you're trying to get guys to come in the game and give max effort so there's no drop-off, and that's what we talked about. And I thought the first half lead sort of gave me a little bit of a sense on what this team's like. You know, take your foot off the pedal a little bit to start the second half, lackadaisical, some immaturity there. And, you know, maybe it didn't affect us on Friday, but if you do that coming out of halftime on the road, you do that at a halftime against a quality opponent like maybe an Alabama, the game changes in a big way. And I think that our team's got some growing up to do, but I also like the way we work, and I think that we're a coachable group. And, you know, as the games mount here, our competition level is going to kind of show us where we're at.
It goes without saying Ryan Meixel had a fine debut with his 21 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. The Atlantic 10 Rookie of the Week, probably the last time any Dayton player gets a weekly award, but that's a topic for another day. But I thought the thing that impressed me most was that he just let the game come to him, as they say. I didn't see him force anything.
He was really poised, and I think the one thing about Ryan that's been a constant with him, he's very confident in himself, regardless of whether he makes mistakes or whether he's doing well. He's the same every day. He's on to the next play. He's learning. He's coaching. And I think that in watching him play, it gives you a calmness about you as a coach that this guy, he's playing, he's doing things the right way. You know, he rebounded the ball. He made good passes. He moved without the ball. He worked hard on defense. And the shots that he made obviously were the thing that stands out. But I think the other things that he did, the poise, the confidence that he played, the amount of minutes that he played, you know, that was a big first step. Now, you know, moving into the next game, his role will change game to game as it goes. But I think that, you know, he's developing a nice little niche. And I think his confidence level in himself spreads to the other players.
There is a football connection to Ryan Meixel because, and Coach, you may not even know, he is the nephew of special teams coach Craig Turner, on the staff. And I tell you what, he was excited after the game, Rick, on Saturday. He was excited about the Flyers' win over Marist. Then he said, hey, what'd you think about my nephew last night?
His nephew, the game that he had there Friday. And Coach Craig Turner said, all this success that Ryan's having is because he took him under his wing as he was growing up and showed him all these basketball skills now that he can use at the University of Dayton.
Well, we thank him for all his help. But Ryan's he's a Flyer. I mean, he's been following Dayton basketball since he's growing up. As you know, that pocket up there, the St. Henry pocket, is pro UD. And I think it's really cool for him to be able to want to be on the floor, dreamed of playing on the floor. And, you know, I think that he's going to have a chance to have a really good career.
All right. You got a kind of a quick turnaround in that you've got a game on a Tuesday afternoon and a weekday. And that feels like almost like an NCAA tournament game to be playing on a weekday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's almost like one of those holiday tournaments where you're not at home. You're at a location like in Orlando, and you're playing, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it. 24 hours of basketball madness will start here sometime this evening late in the West Coast, and it'll go all the way through. You'll see a game tomorrow at 7 a.m. You know, there'll be a team just to get on television. And we have a great time slot. 1 o'clock in the afternoon is a great time slot for us to be able to showcase the arena and what, you know, the nation's eyes will be on. We'll be two teams, you know, very early on here trying to figure themselves out.
The coaching change at Alabama. So there again, in preparation, is it similar to we talked about right before the Southeast Missouri State game, where you look at their personnel, but then you also look at their new coach, and it's a dual scouting report.
It's a dual scouting report, and I'll tell you, it's a hard scouting report because you know, we have very limited information on their system and their style. It's not like you can go back and watch Coach Avery Johnson's NBA teams and say he's going to do this and that. It's a totally different game. So we're going on very limited information on an exhibition game and a home opener. They saw a lot of zone in those games. So it's, you know, you're trying to put sort of your game plan together based on limited information. But from a personnel standpoint, there's a lot to take in two games. A, very, very talented, athletic, big team. And B, maybe the most powerful backcourt that we may see in terms of the strength and the size of their guards. And the way that they play, as fast as they're trying to play up tempo, they put a lot of pressure on us just in terms of being able to get back, protect the paint. And with the way the whistle is going to go here early in the season with officiating, if you're not in position, if you're not ready, these guys are going to be talented enough where they can drive by us, they can put fouls on us, they can get us on the glass. So it's one of those games where we're going to have to really be dialed in.
All right, 1 o'clock tomorrow at the arena, Bucky Bockhorn and I with a call on WHIO Radio, and it's also, of course, on ESPN, part of the 24 Hours of Basketball. Always like to, at this point in time on this show, the coach-to-coach conversation, and where Rick Chamberlain, the football coach, gets to ask the basketball coach, Archie Miller, a question. And Rick, what do you want to know from Arch?
Well, Arch, the big question that I was going to ask you, you've had some – awfully good experience going into tournament games. It's been since 1991 that I've been a part of something like that. What kind of thought process do you have with your team as you would prepare for a tournament, a playoff run here?
Well, we started all over again, Coach, and I tell you that we've had a lot of success focusing on us. Okay. And I think talking a lot less about the opponent at that time of year and what can you do to be yourself. Okay. And it's an advanced mentality. Everything that we do in terms of being either in the A-10 tournament or in particular in the NCAA tournament is the word advance. It's the only thing that matters. It's okay. The only thing to key on is to advance, win the game. And I think taking yourself, looking at you, and what we try to do is we do what we do every day, and it's gotten us here. We know it works.
Yep.
Now, just because the stage changes or the hype around you changes doesn't mean you're allowed to change. You have to be yourself every day and continue to be who you were all the way through that grind is the challenge. And I think our guys, for whatever reason, you know, a win helps. You know, you're able to cultivate that culture that you win in postseason. It's something mm-hmm. that you're about. And for us, it's become contagious. Our guys believe that they can play and they can win against anybody, and in particular the thrill of advancing and understanding that you can't go into those situations trying to do something that didn't get you there. So that's the thing we've really focused on in our times here in the last few postseasons in particular.
Well, that's outstanding.
All right.
Outstanding.
Coach
advice.
Miller, you want to see what an oblong coach thinks about tonight?
Well, I always love football, and, you know, I love the game of football. I follow football. Congratulations, one, on you guys' tremendous season. It'll go down in the record books. You'll remember it forever. And the thing that I would ask you guys is, as you come into this last game of the season with all the success and the hype around the playoff, how have you tried to manage your team to win the game against Drake? Because I know that's an important deal in going undefeated.
Absolutely. And what we did, Arch, was that Sunday night there, we just made the point that our total focus is on Drake because we have a lot to play for
yep.
this week.
Yep.
This week is a lot. They're a perfect season, one that earlier we were talking about not many teams have had at UD in football. And so that's been our focus, is to accomplish something that not many teams have done in our history of our program. And our motto has been consistent to the end.
Yep.
And we're not at the end yet.
Yep.
We still have one more game to be consistent at.
Yeah, well, that's good. I know the vibe around your practices and whatnot have to be – you know, what you always dream about as a coach is that motivation, the pop in the practice, the energy level at this time of year when things have been a long year. And
yep.
we're at the opposite end of that right now. You know, we're right now like 30 practices in, and we're staring ahead of that long road. And some guys, I think, right now are saying, how are we going to make it through this?
Yeah.
But slowly but surely, those wins and some of the good moments for guys individually, I think, can carry you to the battlefield. So
definitely.
Good luck to you guys as well.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
All right. Forget about Christmas. This is the most wonderful time of the year. We got football and basketball, and we're going to continue. Thanks for Archie Miller stopping by. Again, his show starts next Monday night, Frickers and Woodman Drive. More to come on the Rick Chamberlain Show here tonight, live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live at Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.